Consulting Engineers South Africa strongly opposed the call by Minister Tokyo Sekgwale to create a state-owned construction company. Earlier I spoke to the president of CESA, Naren Bojoram, who said that the state should not set up structures in competition with the private sector. Naren, interestingly, you state that the state should not set up structures in competition with the private sector.
Yes, Glenn, I think both for the consulting engineering sector, that is the sector that CESA is involved in, together with the construction sector, the state should focus its attention on providing a platform that allows the public sector, the private sector, to function properly rather than set up institutions in competition with the private sector.
Now, the government obviously has this multi-billion rand infrastructure development plan, and one would hope that, of course, local businesses would be used in that. Looking at just this call for a state-owned construction company, this brings in the whole question of tendering and corruption.
Yeah, exactly. The problems that we see and the rest of the world see about South Africa, as recorded in the Transparency International Index, South Africa, with a large number of other African countries, are moving backwards on this index. And we don't want to be in a position where we allow platforms to be created that encourages corruption to continue to manifest itself. We should rather try and prevent this kind of institution so that, you know, we can better control the corruption.
Within this multi-billion rand program of infrastructure development planned over the next few decades, do you not think the state actually will go to existing construction companies, or they will go out and find their own tenders?
I think that we need to try and separate the issues. There's the building of new infrastructure, and then there's operation and maintenance of infrastructure. The most effective way to build new infrastructure is to have the private sector involved. Now, it can be involved in traditional models that we are currently using, where we invite tenders, we go through a tender process, we assess the tenders, we award the contracts, we administer the contracts, and we pretty much deliver the projects as intended. The other option is to allow for entrepreneurial delivery mechanisms, which include PPPs, unsolicited bids, framework type contracts, and all of these could be used to accelerate infrastructure delivery. So that is what we are saying as business, that we should have a number of mechanisms to deliver these projects, and that is new capital projects. On the other hand, we have operation and maintenance. Now, operation and maintenance of public infrastructure is best done by the public sector, because, you know, you don't know when a road is going to fail. You don't know when potholes are going to develop. And you need an institution that is able to maintain, operate these kind of services, and it has to be subsidized. That has to be a subsidized kind of service, because you don't know when it's going to happen. And there, you know, the state should really focus its attention on operation and maintenance.
In other words, government should be government and construction should be construction.
Exactly. That's what we're saying.
And again, the question of employment is, yes, people will be employed if the state starts a construction company, but it inflates government employees. So it's actually inflating government rather than actually diversifying the economy.
Yeah, I think if you have a look, Glenn, at what is happening in reality in terms of training and development and skills development in particular in the construction sector, we come across a number of technical people within government structures that are just not getting the training that they should be getting, because we find that there's not sufficient capacity, even at a senior level in government, to impart the proper training to the young people that are coming through the organization. Training now is best done by the private sector, yet at one point, you know, being in a government department, or a parastatal provided excellent training for youngsters. That's not the case anymore. We don't see that setting up a straight construction company will provide the necessary platform to educate the large number of young people that are being qualified, but that just don't have jobs because they're not getting adequate experience.
Naren Bojoram, president of the Consulting Engineers of South Africa, CESA, thank you for your time on Classic Business.